5E5RJM.
Okay, very good. A couple of blips, you mean from the DNA repeater from mine?
Yeah, roger. It was kind of like a squeal kind of thing, more than just the key up there. So I'm not sure what happened there, if there's some interference coming in or either on the node or your repeater. Either or, it came from the node anyway. So it could have been from either one. But anyways, how'd your test make out there quickly with Chris there yesterday? Get things all squared away there. V5RY, V5RJM.
Yeah, QSL there, Randy, we sure did. It was just a matter of getting them on the right frequency there. There was something wrong with the way he was programming things into the handheld there, but with a little bit of time and patience, and he has two handhelds there, so we were able to keep him going there, and now that he's on the repeater frequency, no problem, and he also understands the difference between that and the node going directly through the node there. There was no noise reported at all, no interfering noise. He could go anywhere he wanted in his condo there. So I think we're good to go there, Randy. So we're just looking forward to having a couple of chats with Chris now that he's on the repeater and we can talk to each other there. Go ahead.
I'm kind of curious, maybe send me an email on what you did there for him there, because usually when you're on the repeater, it will null it out, the radio from the node. So kind of curious how you got around that issue there. So maybe send me an email with a little explanation there. Maybe I'll learn something there this morning. Appreciate that. So anyways, we'll probably stand by here for net in about 14 minutes. The Manitoba Winnipeg Senior Citizens Net should be coming on here at 9 o'clock here, so top of the hour. VE5RY, VE5RJM.
Yeah, okay, 100%. It sounds like they will be off the reflectors and so on from now on. Then is that correct?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, off the reflector. Who will be off the reflector, and what's that all about? Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, as far as I heard the other morning on the Winnipeg net, it was probably, Wednesday morning then, I think, they have decided, they made the decision to have their Winnipeg net on the local repeater there, which is not connected to any digital form of communication, no IRLP, no All-Star, no nothing. So that was their decision. So I don't know if we're going to hear anything anymore from them, if I've got the story correct anyway, from what they were saying.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what's going on there, but they would have probably sent me an email if that was the case, I would think. I would assume anyways, but no, we respect their decision, if that was their decision there, for sure. So they connect up to all their systems there for the net there. So they'd be not only getting rid of All-Star and that sort of thing for the links over internet, they'd be also getting rid of some of their stations as well. So I don't know. Be interested to see how they do that. Unless they go in there manually and do it there, which is a possibility. So I'll keep a monitor out for that and see what happens on that note here this morning. And then that caused me to do some changes here as well, if that's the case. So Anyways, we'll say 7-3s for now. Thanks for the info there, Dave. Yeah, I've gone away for a day and hell breaks loose there. Hi. Back to you there. V5RY, V5RJM.
Yeah, QSL, you bet. Well, just listen, Dick Clary for Hotel Kilo, I think, was talking about it the other day and made the announcement, and I think it's going to happen in the next week or so here. Maybe by Monday, I'm not sure. So, yeah, if you can, you might even hear the announcement again this morning, perhaps, that they'll be talking about. But they're talking about holding the net on a stand-alone repeater, no links at all there. So, okay, we'll talk to you later. We can confer and discuss life and all the other things there. I've got a few other things to go over with you there, too. But thanks for the heads up about the noise here this morning, and we'll be listening here, too. I didn't hear anything at all yesterday. V5RJM in Kenora, V5RY Humboldt, we'll be clear and monitoring then, Randy.
Yeah, sounds good there. 73s. Have yourself a great day, you and Karen. VE5RY, V5RJM. We'll be monitoring.
V5RJY, V5RJY, V1 Echo Papa. Here I go again there, Randy. Can't remember your call sign. Over.
Yeah, email. You got to pause there. Dave wasn't quite finished there. So, signing off there. But go ahead there for a quick one. VE1 Echo Papa, V5RJM. V1 Echo Papa, V5RJM, still there? Nothing heard. V5RJM will be monitoring.
V5RJM, V1 Echo Papa. Sorry about that. Someone was talking to me on the site here. Go ahead there, Randy, and how was your journeys yesterday? Over.
Well, they were challenging, but the results were good, so happy about how everything went. So this morning, it's all back to normal for me here, so I'm good with that. So, yeah, the trip itself was challenging. But anyways, my results from my eye specialist was good there. So, but anyways, we'll say 7-3s, and we'll maybe stand by for net here if it's going to come on here this morning. I'm not sure. If not, I'll give you a call a little bit later there, email. We'll catch up here. V1 Echo Papa, V5RJM.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to reply. Kind of busy here at the work site. I just took a pause to check in and see how things were. And I'll give you a chat when I clear the site here. When that goes up, the portable clear.
VE7FLZ.